JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head to the West to visit a recently opened state-of-the-art infant school, and later our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Don't let the energy eater steal your money this Christmas.
Honey, I really like this fridge.
Me too. What a kind of big powerhouse, don't you think?
Come on, we can't afford it now. It's Christmas.
Yeah, but I have to pay for the energy after we buy it. So I would really like a fridge that meets our needs and has an energy saver sticker so I can save money in the years to come.
Sweetie, you're so smart. Wait, look at this one. This works, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it matches our energy saving stove. Always buy appliances that fit your needs and your budget. You'll save energy and money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, your energy advisor.
A new early childhood institution is up and running in Negril, Westmorland. The West End Infant School, which began classes in September, is the result of a public-private partnership among the Sandals Foundation, the Chase Fund, and the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. The facility features 8 classrooms with accompanying resource rooms, bathrooms, a large kitchen, dining room and recreational area, a staff room, a sick bay, and the principal's office. The property also has a garden and playground. All the school's furniture and educational resources were donated by United States-based company School Specialty. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid was present for the official opening. He commended the school for having already met 98% of the Early Childhood Commission's required standards since opening in September. In lauding the collaborative project, the Education Minister urged more private entities to partner with the government to deliver similar institutions across the island.
Go and build up, go and improve the physical infrastructure of the institution, and we will continue and fund the operational costs of the school, including paying the staff and all the other operational expenses. That is a model that we want to build up.
With 60 students on roll so far, the $111 million school has the capacity to accommodate 160 children. Education is a key component to achieving developed country status. That's why Goal 1, Outcome Number 2 speaks to creating a world-class education system that meets the demands of the modern world. Visit vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-446-324 to learn more. Time now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment with Roger Hutchinson.
Well, Christmas for me is a magical time, you know. The season changes and you notice with that change, it's cooler, calmer, more serene. It is used currently as a season for gift giving. But, you know, I think that's the wrong way to do it. It should be used more as a time of remembrance, reflection, you know. And for those who don't celebrate Christmas, well, you know, it could be used as a time for camaraderie. I use it as a time for camaraderie. You can also use it to help others, the less fortunate.
What's your favorite glimpse of Christmas past? Call and share it at 926-374-026 or email us at radio@jis.gov.jm and have your memory aired during our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. And on our community notice board, eLearning Jamaica is inviting the public to participate in its toy and book drive. This year, the company will be going to the New Hope Children's Home in Manchester, which houses children up to 7 years old. Collections will be accepted at the eLearning Jamaica offices at 36 Trafalgar Road in Kingston until December 19. Call 929-4044 for more details. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.